Attorneys on all sides of the political divide are preparing for the November 2nd vote with a feeling that, whatever the result, lawsuits will be filed over certain voting procedures and practices across the 50 states and territories. Robert Pastor has helped monitor and mediate elections around the world for the Carter Center. He's now Vice President of International Affairs at the American University and joins us from member station WAMU in Washington, D.C. Mr. Pastor, thanks very much for being back with us.
It's good to be back, Scott.
And Alan Brinkley is Provost and Professor of American History at Columbia University. He joins us from the studios of WKCR Radio there. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Brinkley.
My pleasure.
And Mr. Pastor, let's start with you. How many changes have been made? Are they good? Do you expect problems approaching the significance of the 2000 elections?
I anticipate problems much worse than the 2000 elections, in part because people are paying a lot more attention. And only two things were changed since the last election. One is regarding provisional ballots, and the other is regarding the need to show an identification card if you've registered by absentee. Mm-hmm. And neither one will be implemented in the same way in most of the different jurisdictions. And so I anticipate that there will be many administrative problems with this election.
Mm. When you say administrative problems, is it just that or problems that would really question the integrity of the ballot in location after location?
Well, there's two sides to that question. One is whether the irregularity has either a bias in it or is intended to manipulate the outcome. And I don't anticipate there will be much, if any, of that. The other is that many of the rules that are applied very differently from state to state and even from county to county. And the Bush v. Gore outcome, calling for respect for equal protection of the laws, invites both lawsuits and complaints about whether everybody's vote will count.
Professor Brinkley, is it fair to say that this nation is politically divided now, at least in part, because of the division that followed after the 2000 elections and that period of more than a month when we had legal teams going at each other?
Well, I think, you know, until we began the ramp up to this election, the 2000 election was pretty much forgotten by most Americans, given all the things that have happened in the interim. But as we approach this election, and as it appears to be nearly as close, if not as close as the one 4 years ago, these anxieties are arising again. And let me say first that if the election turns out not to be close, all of this will be irrelevant. I mean, the problems of voting machines and questionable counting and so forth only matters if the election is close. If it is close, I don't think it's going to matter very much to the reaction of the public whether the problems are intentional fraud or simple incompetence and mistakes. If there are problems in the voting, many people are going to believe that they're the product of fraud, whether they are or not.
While I agree with Professor Brinkley that attention will shift if the election result is not close, I wouldn't say that the irregularities and the problems in the election will be irrelevant. Our system is worse than our two neighbors, both in Canada and also in Mexico. So I think there's a lot of work that we need to do to prevent a close election from becoming an incendiary election, as we encounter in some developing countries.
Let me ask you something, both. There's a tradition in this country that the bipartisan system monitors elections, and we essentially trust the integrity of election monitors in both parties to deliver a fair election. Is that trust nowadays too great a burden for election officials to carry? Should there be nonpartisan election officials?
I would say absolutely. Most countries now have moved to independent professional election commissions, which are manned by people who are nonpartisan. You know, in Canada, the chief election officers are so nonpartisan that they're not even permitted to vote. In our country, the principal person responsible for elections in each state is the Secretary of State, usually a partisan official, thereby exacerbating many of the suspicions that Professor Brinkley was referring to before, that perhaps an irregularity is actually biased politically as well.
Professor Brinkley, how damaging would it or would it not be for this country to wake up on November 3rd and not know who's been elected president?
If it's just really, really close and we haven't counted everything yet, then I think people will understand that. But if there are controversies over the counting, as there surely will be, and as there always are in close elections, I think it'll be terribly damaging. And I'm not going to say it's the end of democracy as we know it, but we take for granted, I think, the legitimacy of our political process, and little by little that legitimacy comes into question when things like that happen. And there's no greater danger to a democracy than questions about the legitimacy of the process.
Bob Pastor?
I think it will be damaging, both within our country and also internationally. Our credibility really is at stake. People will ask, how can you try to teach Iraqis or Afghanis how to do elections if you can't do them yourself? We have been promoting election observation all over the world, but as it turns out, there are many places in this country that do not permit any election observation by international visitors. I know this because in the last couple of weeks I've been asked to arrange an international observation of elections, and the states of Virginia and Maryland have told me they will only let us go to designated polling sites. Well, even in the People's Republic of China, they let us examine polling sites at our wish. Mm-hmm. What motivates their response? I think it's inevitably a parochialism, a simple unawareness that we have been monitoring elections all over the world on behalf of a universal principle that elections should be open, and they simply don't understand that that same standard should apply to us too.
Gentlemen, thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alan Brinkley, Provost and Professor of American History at Columbia University, and Robert Pastor, who's now Vice President of International Relations at the American University.